This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Lee County is dismissing almost all of the remaining charges related to the weeks-long protest last fall against the Dakota Access crude oil pipeline. Most of the people arrested on charges of trespassing, interference with official acts, and disorderly conduct pleaded not guilty and requested jury trials. As part of the process, they were back in court this week for pretrial conferences, including Aaron Murphy of Rutledge, Missouri. He was the first of the group to stand before the judge Wednesday morning in the South Lee County Courthouse in Keokuk. Once inside the third-floor courtroom, Murphy learned the county would dismiss the trespassing charge against him if he paid $60 in court costs.
It reflects, I think, justice for the people in one small way that are here taking incredible personal risk, taking a lot of their personal time, spending their own money to be here and to see the court not criminalize that. Protection of the earth, the protection of local waterways is really important for a lot of people.
Assistant County Attorney Clinton Boddicker handled the pipeline cases. He says the idea to dismiss the charges followed discussions with former County Attorney Mike Short and current County Attorney Ross Braden.
If they all ended up having a jury trial, I would probably have had to have had a jury trial every week, probably between now and October, and we still probably wouldn't have reached all the cases.
The activists were offered the dismissals if they had just one charge against them, and they agreed to pay the court costs. People with multiple charges would have to plead guilty to the more serious charge for the lesser one to be dismissed. So far, 18 people have accepted the plea deal either in person or over the phone. One other was given more time to consider it. 10 more people have pretrial hearings in the coming weeks. And 4 people failed to show up Wednesday morning, so arrest warrants will be issued, adding to the charges against them. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.